October 31, a prayer in behalf of God's people. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. Heavenly Father, thou hast said, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Heavenly Father, we need thy Holy Spirit. We do not want to work ourselves, only as we work in unity with God. We want to be in a position where the Holy Spirit of God shall be upon us with its reviving, sanctifying power. Wilt thou manifest thyself unto us this very morning? Wilt thou sweep away every mist and every cloud of darkness? We come to thee, our compassionate Redeemer, and we ask thee for Christ's sake, for thine own Son's sake, my Father, that thou wilt manifest thy power unto thy people here. We want wisdom, we want righteousness, we want truth, we want the Holy Spirit to be with us. Thou hast presented before us a great work that must be carried forward in behalf of those that are in the truth, and in behalf of those that are in ignorance of our faith. And, O Lord, as thou hast given to every man his work, we beseech of thee that the Holy Spirit may impress the human mind in regard to the burden of work that shall rest upon every individual soul, according to thine appointment. We want to be proved. We want to be sanctified through and through. We want to be fitted up for the work. And here, right here in this session of the conference, we want to see a revelation of the Holy Spirit of God. We want light, Lord. Thou art the light. We want truth, Lord. Thou art the truth. We want the right way. Thou art the way. Lord, I beseech of thee that we may all be wise enough to discern that we must individually open the heart to Jesus Christ, that through the Holy Spirit he may come in to mold and fashion us anew, in accordance with the divine image. O my Father, melt and subdue our hearts. General Conference Bulletin, April 2, 1903.